around. Welcome to my brand new channel, Discern with Lenny. I'm Lenny, mother of two, wife of one. Welcome to my channel. I've decided to join the algorithm as well. I created this channel because I want to share my healing in action journey. And I believe that there's a lot of, you know, you need to heal to be who you are. You know, you need to heal to fulfill your purpose. But I haven't seen the actionable. What do you do? What does healing look like? So I'm going to be sharing what it looks like to me and why it's important to heal. So this is an introduction video to say, hey, I'm here, guys, and join me. Let's build a community of healed people, purposeful people, because we all want to be purposeful in life. And you cannot be purposeful if you're hurting inside. You cannot see the blessings around you if you're hurting inside. You know what I mean? So you have to heal in order to see the life around you. You need to be alive. So I created this channel so that I can share that and what it looks like to me, and you know, the spiritual discernments that I get from God and how they've helped me to in this journey of healing. You know, what do I do each and every morning before I wake up? What do I do before I go to bed? What do I do when I feel triggered? You know, and you know what the traumas I've experienced in life, because you cannot be who you're supposed to be if you're wounded. You know, it derails you, and then you'll be depressed all your life, and you don't want your life to waste away. We're all brought here with gifts in us, and we want to release them into the world and die empty. And we can only do that when we're aligned with our purpose. And our purpose is your creator's will. God's will is our purpose. So for me, that's what I believe anyway. So how do you align with that? For me, the healing process means that you were taken out of that alignment by the traumas of life, and now you want to go back in that alignment so that you can be purposeful. You can have a relationship with God. He can guide you. He can love you, you know, because he's given us free will. So you need to willingly say, Father, I surrender to you. Guide me and lead me so that I can glorify you in my purpose, and that you can glorify me. So for me, that's what I believe, and that's what I'm going to be sharing. So this podcast or channel is going to be scripturally and spiritually heavily based, because for me, you can only be your true self when you're in the presence of your creator. So you can only be your true self when you're in the Eden, right? The Eden for me means the presence of God, who knows you more than you know yourself, who can guide you, who can help you heal, who can bring resources to you that you need in order to fulfill his will for your life. As the scripture shows us that as long as you're in the kingdom of God, is with each and every one of us. And I feel like a lot of us run away from being spiritual because we associate it too much with, you can only be spiritual if you're religious, which is not true. So I'm going to be getting into all of those things. You know, how am I nurturing my spiritual being? How am I aligning with that? And this is, I'm learning as I go, and I'm going to be sharing with you guys as I learn and as I go, as I discern, and as I put it in action. How do you put it in practice? And how do you embrace it? How do you surrender? How do you obey to God? And what disobedience means, because it doesn't mean that, for me, disobedience means that you, God talks to you, you know what you're supposed to do, but you don't do it anyway. You are disobeying. To disobey means to go against the known will of God, right? You're going against what you know is right, and what you know you're supposed to be doing is right. That's for me what it means. So I'm going to be sharing those things, and you know, I'm hoping that you guys welcome me. And if you like what I'm saying so far, you can follow so that we can go further together and build this community of, you know, a safe haven of healing in action, healing freely, healing together. And that's basically it. I just wanted to say, here I am. I'm going to be sharing my free gratitude or mantras that I say every day, because you need something to start with. I'm going to be sharing with you guys what I started with in this journey, and you know, how am I navigating through healing myself while being a wife or being a parent. You know, what do I do every day? Because when you have kids, you're going to get triggered. When you have a husband, you're going to get triggered. People at work, they're going to trigger you. So how do you stay on the positive side? How do you stay on that alignment? You know, and how do you put the scripture to use to help you to stay in that alignment? And how do you find the positive things? How to have a different perspective in life? Because that's what I'm doing, you know, and I want to share that with you guys. So yeah, that's it. So I'll see you guys on our next episode, which is going to be focused on disobedience. What is disobedience? Because I believe it starts with you obeying.
So my battery died while I was shooting, so now I'm just using my phone. So anyway, so I was saying that our next episode is going to be on what is obedience, right? Because we've been taught by religion that obedience is something so scary. Oh my gosh, you're gonna get punished. So for me, in my discernment, what I've discerned obedience to mean is agreeing with God, agreeing with his will, that he said, you know, love one another. Come to me, I will guide you. I will give you happiness. Ask and you'll receive. I will bless you. I'll bless your children. I'll bless your parents. I will prosper you. Surrender to me and I will protect you. That is agreeing with God on what he says about you, that you are wonderfully made, you know, that you deserve to be happy, that you deserve to live an abundant life, a free life, a happy life, a joyful life, a peaceful life. That is his will for us. So for me, obedience means surrendering to that, agreeing with him in that and aligning with that. So we're going to be looking into that in depth, into, you know, what scriptures I use to remind myself to obey, and how do I build my courage each and every day to surrender to that will, you know, because when you are used to doing things on your own, it's not easy to let go. You know what I mean? So are we going to be looking into how am I learning to let go each and every day, to let go to God and to trust God and to surrender and to have confidence looking at he's always been there for me. I'm alive. I've always progressed from one step to another because he's been there for me. How do I use that now to encourage me to continue to let go, to have that peace, you know, when letting go? Because he says, if you surrender to me, if you come to me with thanksgiving and you make your request known to me, I'll give you peace. So how do you do that in action? So that's what we're going to be looking into. So I hope to see you guys on our next channel. And thank you for those that have watched all the way through the end. I appreciate you and I see you. Have a blessed and blissful week, or blessed and blissful day. Ciao, ciao.